Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Brandy Joy's Voice to Be Reckoned With Morning Traffic. Hey, guys, hope all is well and safe driving out there. Or if you're not driving and you're preparing for work, end of the work week, ending your winter vacation, just know that you're in safe hands, or better yet, safe voice. I don't know if that was really funny or not, but okay. This is season 3, guys, and we are definitely going to take it up a notch. I definitely, to me, this is Brandy Joy's A Voice to Be Reckoned With season 3, The Connection. And I don't like use that whole title because it's so long, but when I say the connection, it's more personal. I want to become more personal with my show, with you as listeners and guests, and just get deeper into who I am, because I want my show to embody who I am, and as it does, and I'm just growing more and more into, you know, my craft, and you know, and my show, it's like a relationship for me. I want it to grow and get better and become stronger, you know, with it, become a force to be reckoned with. yeah, so I just, you know, I have people come on my show and they share themselves and their stories with me, and I just want to always just, you know, show that too. You know, I want you guys to be able to connect. You know, when I did the show, the episode, Getting to Know Miss Singleton, you know, that was some things about me. And I just really, really, really am ready to take this 2020 vision to a next level. So I'm excited, very much so. So yeah, on that part. that is very, you know, important to me to be able to do and to have you guys, you know, see and feel for me, because, you know, I talk about things too, but I definitely want to identify, let you guys know that I identify with these things too, and I want my listeners to be able to identify. I include myself, you know, I identify with a lot of the things, with just humanity and all of us in general. We are human beings and we all should be able to identify with one another. And to know that we all have some pain or been, you know, pained and have scars and have stories of, you know, conquering and have stories of not. But even if not, some people realize you did conquer because you're here today listening to me at A Voice to Be Reckoned With. Yes, yes, yes. So everyone, you know, I'm not even going to lie, this is the morning, just, you know, giving it to you if you're in traffic or not, and I just lost my train of thought, so we're all there, right? So I don't like it, it makes me mad when it happens. Really, really does. Ugh, jeez Louise. Guys, I have something really cool, huge coming up soon here. It will be airing on the 9th of December. The time will be more clear very soon. Just know that the 9th is the day. It's the Tim and Brian show. Just to be listening out. I'm excited to be able to have this show on my show. And just have a good time with these guys. They're amazing. And we're going to let you know how amazing and how you get to be a part and get to know Tim and Brian and their show. So I'm just like, just as excited as a, you know, of somebody that just doesn't know what's to come. Like, I have this gift and I'm like, oh my God. Yes. So shout out to Tim and Brian and everybody that's a part of, and, I'm just so honored to be able to be a part of this epic, you know, this epic time for you guys. And there's much love for you here, you know, with me, Brandy J, is a voice to be reckoned with. So just always remember that. You got a friend in me. I'm so silly, right? Guys, let's go ahead and jump into something really quick. So you guys know I talk about bullying. I advocate for bullying. And, well, okay. Now, I'm going to go back in and make sure, you know, I like to have my accurate. I like to be correct. Accurate. But there's a state. Don't quote. You can quote me on that, because there is a state. And I would say Colorado, but I could actually say I really am not sure. So I'm going to go ahead and take that off the record. But where they're passing a law for parents going to jail for their children that are bullying other children, or that are bullying others. Okay, so where do I start? Well, I'm going to start right here. This is how this all played out, and this is how I seen this, everyone. And personally, me, at first I didn't see any pros. I saw all cons. But yet, everybody that followed it and that was, you know, a part of, they all saw the pros. And then I was like, boom, boom, there it goes. I see one pro. But let me tell you why this isn't a cool or a good situation, and how it could bring upon just more mess and away from what's really important. Okay, so if the child is a bully, which I'm going to go ahead and say, for you to put a parent away for 15 days in jail for their child bullying, you must have some, like, concrete evidence, right? And this bully must be, like, a repeated, you know, offender. You know, because I'm not thinking that, you know, Jack can just go and say, you know, all day he's just been calling me names and, you know, and, or, you know, just gotta be, like, bigger fish, right? It can be small things, but like I said, bullying is not small. We must catch it. But please, this is kind of a, I mean, I get it. I get you trying to crack down, but let's go ahead and try some more reasonable ways first before we get to this one. So, let's just say, bullied, gets his parent put in jail, right? Great. Now the parent has caught a record. If this is the case, wouldn't they have a record now? Which could be very stressful on the parent and also mess up, you know, they might have a no record. You know, it can screw up things for people. It can also, okay, so when the parent's in put away for 15 days, okay, 15, how are they able to handle their child that is obviously a bully now, and the parent is now locked away? So who controls that situation? Where does the child stay if that's the only parent that they have? Either way it goes, that's, you know what I mean, that's the situation that lays right there. What about work? You know, that parent has to work, and now that parent now might possibly lose their job, and the income is now the whole is a situation. So now we have a family that could be facing some major financial situations that brings upon a lot of stress into a family. Okay? That doesn't teach the child anything, because they don't get the consequence. Okay? They're still doing what they do. But some kids don't even care. They're like, what the hell? And some kids just can't make, you have to work with the child. They don't really get, you know what I mean, why they're doing what they're doing at the time, like, connect the pieces, you know, oh dear, I can't do this anymore, I can't have mom or dad in jail, you know, because kids are immature, and they don't have that, this isn't a good idea, because this could happen, and this could happen, and no, they don't have that yet, and depending on what age group, some adults don't even have that shit yet, so, good luck with that. Man, you scar the kid, you know, and then the rest of the family, like, suffers, you know, from this You know, you got to think about others. And what does it teach the child? And then you got those, excuse my language, those a-hole kids that are like, this is perfect. You know, let's put mommy in time out, you know. But mommy's time out, you know, she just don't sit in the corner with her, you know, turn to the wall. You know, that's not what's happening here. At 15 days? Yo, what's up with that? You know, I seen a lot of people saying, oh, that's good. Those bullies need this, this, and that. That's good because parents need to be more concerned. And it's like, okay, you're throwing away around all these, but you're not thinking of the repercussions and what could go wrong. And some parents are very attentive as possible as they can and do right by the child. And you just get that kid that just don't give a fly, you know? So that's not always the case, but sometimes it is the case. I mean, those bullies get what they deserve. I mean, come on now. And then everything is just with such negative and hatred that it's just like, huh. And yet we learn nothing. But what did make sense when somebody said, well, I don't know about, you know, to this extreme here, but at least it gets us talking about it. And then I said, boom. That's the only pro I seen in there, is that it was kind of so, like, ridiculous, but at least it's being spoken about, you know? And probably putting a fear in some parents, like, shit, okay, let's get you on over here to this counseling, or shit, you know what I mean? Where's the bell? I don't know. But it starts to strike up conversation more. And so I could see that being a pro. But to be very, to really effective, I don't think that's a good idea. And I don't think it's helping the child at all. And then it comes with so much more when you can just do right by these things. And because everybody's supposed to have, every school's supposed to have a no bullying policy. I mean, go now to all your schools and ask them where it's at. And they got to bust one out. That's a promise. That's a law. I promise you that. If they don't have one, yeah, it's your story. But how about we dust that off and start there and start getting creative and show some care and concern behind wanting these kids to have a functional future. You know, they can have all the great grades in the world and still end up in prison, dead, or just in a screwed up circumstance because they weren't taught any better. They were just taught how to add up things, do formulas and read, but not to have common sense and respect for other human beings. Shit, respect for themselves. 9 times out of 10, if you get someone that truly respects themselves, they're not really in the business of disrespecting others. Just saying. So let's start there. Doing humane things to get positive results. Is this going to get positive results? How about you start there first? And then when things get out of hand and you just have that person or that parent that just, they're not attentive, child is wild, what do? Then you start rolling out the consequences on a case-by-case situation. Boom. I laid it out for you right there. You're welcome. No charge. I just, you know, just don't know what's happening here and why everything just gotta be like, you know, we got to start doing better. Because if we knew better, we'd do better. Okay? And if it's not getting any positive functioning results, then you're wasting your time. So now you're going this extra mile to do all this extra paperwork because now you have to break it down by if they're bullying, they're going to jail. Like, so who you have to investigate, because you just can't be like, oh, she's a bully today, her mom's out of here. Takes more time and proves that. And I'm just like, come on, I'm really going to dig deeper into this story and find out what I know, because if it was just cut blank, like just like this, like boom, boom, bam, and this is what it is, then this isn't gonna work. You know, but if this is just a little snippet of it, all right, but should have probably explained a little bit more. You know, don't be sending no unfinished cookies out here. I want my cookies. Well, all the way done when I eat them. Goodness. But for sure, I'll keep you updated on this, guys. Gonna take a little break here from the morning traffic. We'll be back. I'm back, everybody. Brandy J, a voice to be reckoned with. Morning traffic. Hey, guys. I just wanted to say thank you for ringing in the New Year's with me and Nikita. Thank you so much. He is amazing. And I had a great time with him. Nikita, as Nicole, you are dear to my heart already. Such a sweet guy. Such down to earth and respectful. You know how when you speak to someone and stuff, you can just tell that their upbringing was very, very well, and they had a great mother, or whoever brought them up, you know? Especially with in men, you very much tell. Thank you, and to my main man, boy, Artie, you're the bomb.com, Artie Hoffman, and I love you. And to Anthony Anthem, and Steve Joyner, and everybody. I can go on and on. I love y'all. And, you know, I'm just so honored to be amongst awesome people. Please check out the show with Jen Ward Hall, the Mother of Gratitude. She's amazing, beautiful lady, and just a light that shines from within. And I'm ready for the 2020. Okay, yes, you know Friday, the movie Friday then. Yeah. Don't forget, guys, on Thursday, I'm not going to say things that I'm not true. That's what I will not do, but I will tell you this on the 9th. And please go to my Facebook page, A Voice to be Reckoned With, and check out, you know, the updates for Tim and Brian's show, just for, you know, about their show, and then the actual show that we're doing on my show, you know, on the 9th. That's when it's airing. So let me just go rewind. The show will be going down and will be able to be listened to, and guys, I think even watched on the 9th. And definitely will have time for you. This, I think we'll know times very way before the show, put it like that. So, man, I'm so excited. Keep checking out the media pages and keep listening, because it gets better and better. Thank you for being with me. It's your morning traffic and voice to be reckoned with, Brandy J. Season 3. The Connection, baby. Peace.